Finally, we have made it to NFL Draft Week. It is Thursday night, right?
Yes, it is.
They're not going to move this thing on me. Fred Greatham follows it all at scout.com. He's had to sit out at Berea, listen to Dorsey say nothing for an hour after an hour after an hour at every press conference. But he's posting at WTAM.com some of the picks that maybe we're going to go for at one when it comes to a quarterback. Hi, Fred.
Hey, good morning.
What's the latest that we don't know?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything. You know, it's been so long. It seems like eternity that we were talking to you from the combine, and we've been talking about this since the day after they lost their 16th game. So, you know, yeah, it's finally here, and everything is still kind of on the table. You know, it's still the presumption is the latest I'm hearing is they think that Darnold will be the pick, but Allen and Mayfield, you can't rule out. So I'm pretty confident it'll be a quarterback. And then at four, you know, I think it'll be Chubb or Barkley, whoever the best of the two remaining is, in their opinion.
Well, Fred, we've heard a lot. There's been a lot of speculation. I know everyone's trying to read the tea leaves from Dorsey's last press conference. He did a good job of, I think, really putting things out there that you could analyze it any way you like. I have felt all along it will be Darnold, but I guess till we hear Goodell say his name, we won't know for sure. Why do you think it's going that way now when it seemed like we were hearing a lot about Josh Allen in the last couple of weeks as well?
Well, they've done a good job, you know, of not leaking things out and, you know, leaving options open and so forth. And I can make a case for either one. You know, when you brought in Taylor and Stanton, the plan, once again, is to let the guy sit. So whether it's both of these guys will sit, Allen could need more time to develop. But you look at his past, he's drafted guys that are similar to Allen. And you can also see guys he's drafted that look like Darnold. So I just think that there's no clear-cut favorite. And so that's why I don't think they're just sitting there hemming and hawing and Berea saying, I'm just not sure. But they're keeping us all in the dark, that's for sure.
Fred, when I look at this and however it shakes down, and I think we all kind of have confidence that John Dorsey is going to go through the process, as he says, but they are going to make sound picks. This draft, the way it's set up with the number of quarterbacks that teams really like, and then some of the talent, whether it's Barkley, whether it's Chubb, this is really broken right for the Browns, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and you have a chance to get two blue chip players, you know, and if it goes 1, 2, 3 with quarterbacks, you're going to get your choice of the best non-quarterback on the board. And last year they did that with Myles Garrett. So, you know, I think you have a win-win situation. And then with the two top second round picks and actually a third second round pick, you can really do some more damage adding to the 13 guys they brought in free agency and trade. So I have confidence that Dorsey and his group will get it right.
Fred Greatham, scout.com. Follow him on Twitter. He posted today at the WTAM.com keyword Browns the case for Fitzpatrick at four. So you can read that. Good stuff. Fred, thanks much. If you hear anything new, let us know, okay?
You'll be the first to know.